Love, and Snake Dance. The season wraps up with a special presentation of Jesus Christ Superstar coming this April. This has been a public service reminder from Better Hit Music, JPZ.
Thanks very much. Hello, everyone. This is Dan Corson with a 650 WJPZ Sports Report. The big news today is baseball. The Chicago Cubs have beaten the San Diego Padres 4-2 in Game 2 of the National League playoffs. Chicago's Steve Trout was the winner, and fireballer Lee Smith, who was clocked at 100 miles per hour during the game, got the save for the Cubbies. What that means, folks, is that the young Cubs go to San Diego with a record of 2-0 in the best of five series. In the American League last night, the Detroit Tigers routed the Kansas City Royals by a score of 8-1. Jack Morris was the winning pitcher in that contest, and Bud Black was the tough luck loser. Game 2 can be seen tonight on Channel 9 at 8:30. Elsewhere in the world of baseball, for those who haven't heard, both the American League and National League umpires have gone on strike. So who's umping the games, you might ask? Well, as they did in the 1979 strike, both leagues have called on amateur umpires to do mainly college games to fill in.
Who's umping the
games?
Many
of the umps who have other jobs and umpire mainly on the side are getting paid $2,000 per game for their efforts. As far as credibility, Blake Cullen, supervisor of NL umpires, was quoted to say, "Don't call them amateurs. They're professional umps who work amateur games. The Big Ten isn't chopped liver, you know." So far, there haven't been too many close calls, and the one-sided victories by the Cubs and Detroit have taken some of the burden off the umpires for now, but there's a long way to go. The Atlanta Braves have fired manager Joe Torre and have replaced him with the mastermind of the Braves minor league system, Eddie Haas. Aww. The new manager is expected to make quite a few changes in the team, resulting in what Haas feels will make the Braves a contender. Braves owner Ted Turner said that he and his baseball executives have picked Haas, who is 49 years old, because of his success with young players. Finally, here at home in Syracuse, the SU soccer team scored 2 second-half goals to lead the team to victory over Hobart yesterday. The Orange, who improved their record to 8-1 and were ranked 17th before losing to Providence, move also 8-1, as I said, and the loss moves Hobart, dropping them to 7-3.
I'm confused.
You unlucky fans who missed last week's SU miracle win over Nebraska, or for you diehards who would like to see the game again, you may do so tonight. Channel 9, WYXT, has announced that after its telecast of the American League playoffs and the local news, the station will rebroadcast the spectacular game. It's something I can never get tired of seeing, and we hope you tune in at probably 12 o'clock this evening. That's it in sports, Mary. This is Dan Corson for WJPZ.
Oh, thanks so much, Dan. Like you said, my name is Mary Mancini, 5 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, and we're in the middle of a Better Hit Music 60-minute power play. This is Romeo Void, A Girl in Trouble, on Better Hit Music, WJPZ.
That's free and open to the public. Featured in the exhibition are photographs from Rosenthal's series, Villa Sin Miedo, and from his documentation of life in the South Bronx. The gallery is located in Sims Hall at the corner of College Place and Euclid Avenue on the SU Hill.
Hello, everyone. This is Dan Corson with the WJPZ 650 Sports Report. With the excitement of the World Series and the weekly play in the NFL, the last thing you'd expect to hear about right now is basketball. However, today's top story has to be the projected poll by Sporting News for the college top 20 teams. The National Magazine has placed Syracuse basketball 13th in the college top 20 poll. This is the first time the Orangemen have been ranked this early, and we certainly hope that the team and coach Jim Boeheim live up to the expectations of Sporting News. Also in the poll, the national champions Georgetown Hoyas have been ranked 2nd, and the Redmen of St. John's were placed 16th. As I mentioned before, the World Series is always an exciting event, and this year proves to be no different. For those who watched last night's contest between the Detroit Tigers and the San Diego Padres, you were treated to a magnificent game. The 3-2 victory was made possible by two outstanding plays. One of those being a two-run home run hit by Larry Herndon of the Tigers in the fifth inning off Padre hurler Mark Thurman. The second play was a defensive sparkler by the Tigers. After Padre DH Kurt Bevacqua hit a line shot into the right field bullpen, the Tigers executed a picture-perfect relay play to catch the sliding Bevacqua at third base. The Padres provided no more scares as Tiger Jack Morris coasted to the complete game victory. This spectacular play between these teams resumes tonight at 8:30 p.m. with right-hander Dan Petrie facing San Diego lefty Ed Whitson. It will be the first World Series and second postseason start for each man. And judging from last night's game, folks, this series should be anything but boring. Elsewhere in the world of baseball, the California Angels have announced that manager John McNamara will not return to manage the team next year. McNamara, whose contract ran out this year, is, however, considered for the manager job that has opened up due to the retirement of Boston Red Sox manager Ralph Houk. In professional basketball, the Dallas Mavericks have announced the signing of former North Carolina star Sam Perkins. It has been reported that Perkins has signed for somewhere in the neighborhood of $700,000 per year. Personally, folks, I believe that the 6'9" center was the only thing that the Mavericks were missing last year, and don't be surprised if you see them with one of the best, if not the best, record in the NBA this coming season. Finally, if you haven't heard it already, the Houston Astros of the National Football League have sent five-time Pro Bowler Earl Campbell to the New Orleans Saints. In return, the Oilers received the Saints' first-round draft pick in 1985. And in another NFL trade, the Minnesota Vikings have sent unhappy holdout Brad Van Pelt to the LA Raiders for future choices. Reports state that the former Giant, who hadn't reported to the Vikings since his trade 12 weeks ago, is very happy to go to the reigning champs. Well, that's it for the day in sports, Mary. This is Dan Corson for WJPZ.
Thanks, Dan. Better Hit Music, WJPZ. My name is Mary Mancini. Semi Divine, Miss M, and that just about does it for me. I'm out of here. KC is coming in at 7 o'clock for the vacationing jacket. I guess he's got to go get something fixed up. Ha ha ha.